today's No Sweat News. These stories could win you Deep Purple Judas Priest tickets on Friday morning's No Sweat News quiz.
That's going to be a really, really fun show.
Yep. September 6th, of course, PNC Bank Arts Center. Those tickets are on sale now. Now, Dateline the Internet for story number one.
Okay.
Sure, this study may perpetuate a sexist stereotype.
Uh-oh.
However, research has confirmed that emotionally unstable women are better in bed. According to the Journal of Sex Research.
Interesting.
Which, do they have any job openings? The Journal of Sex Research has published research that suggests women who are emotionally unstable tend to be better in the sack.
Yeah, I just want to say to all the PhD people and the doctors and everything, I already learned this through the Buck Cherry song Crazy Bitch. So you're
there are
all your months of research, you could have crumpled into the ball and just listened to the rat. You would have gotten the same conclusion.
The music and arts world has been writing about this for quite some time.
Yeah.
None
more than the poets of Buck Cherry.
The poets.
And crazy woman.
When women scored lower on, quote, emotional stability tests.
Right.
The guys they were with were more likely to say they had a good sex life.
Oh, my. I'm not even touching this one.
Can confirm.
I mean, yeah. Like,
okay.
I'll say this.
I bet you.
You know what? No, I won't say it. I won't say it at all. The more I think about it and the time we live in 2018... Well, I'm not going to say anything.
Now, moving along.
Yes, please.
And God bless them, each and every one.
Yeah.
And now, see, I wonder if it works the same way for men. Like, men who are emotionally unstable, are they better in the sack?
How do you think Johnny Depp gets all these women?
Than stable men like me?
Oh, of course. You got, like, Jim Morrison and Johnny Depp.
Does this go both ways?
Oh, hell yeah.
I'm assuming it does.
Crazy people do quite well. But the one thing that they're leaving out is crazy, attractive people.
Well,
the crazy guy talking into his shoe on 57th Street in Manhattan.
He's not getting so much.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Now, if you're crazy and you look like a Johnny Depp or whatnot.
Okay, that helps.
Then you're dangerous. Yeah. You're a bad boy.
Yeah, you're a bad boy, right? Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah.
See how that works?
So it probably goes both ways.
Right.
Okay. Dateline L.A., Los Angeles, for story number two. The Los Angeles police is investigating an occurrence of a man sneaking into the hippopotamus enclosure to spank a hippo on the butt.
Oh, no. There were like three gigantic bad ideas in that one idea.
Hippopotamus, spank.
Spanking.
On the butt.
Behind.
An animal that weighs 2 tons. For those of you who haven't done the research, that's 4,000 pounds.
Next time, go sneak into the penguin area. you can't get killed by a penguin.
See, in these situations, Dave, I always root for the animal.
Oh, me too.
He's a grown man. He's not a kid who fell in. I say, let's get the goring going.
Yes, seriously.
If he happens to get trampled by a 4,000-pound hippopotamus, well, that's just how karma works. I mean, he made his choice.
Oh, my God.
I'll watch the video on YouTube if they post it.
Oh, so will I. Guy in a hippo cage. You think that's going to work out well for you?
Spanked it on the bottom.
And now you're disciplining the hippo? Mm-hmm. You're the one who should be disciplined, sir.
Hey, what if the hippo likes it? Then you've got a boatload of trouble.
Yeah, well, then that's...
I mean, what if the hippo is emotionally unstable?
Oh,
and the hippo
says,
hey, big boy.
Well, then the hippo's more attractive to the suitors if it's emotionally unstable, according to the previous study.
And I would just like to suggest to the LAPD, you know what? Don't investigate. Darwin's got a theory that's going to work this thing out by itself over time.
I'd grab a bucket of popcorn and just enjoy myself. Exactly. Just sit out there and say, well, I wonder how this is going to work out.
Dateline Cleveland for story number three. The people at Budweiser just got diabolical with their newest promotion, Dave.
Okay.
They are trolling Cleveland Browns fans so hard.
Ah!
They have installed 10 full-size refrigerators filled with free Bud Light. They put them in bars all over Cleveland.
Oh, I like this.
But they're locked. And they won't open until the Cleveland Browns win a game.
Just one game.
One game.
Not making it to the playoffs. Or...
One game. Now, last year, they went 0-16.
Yeah.
The year before, they went 1-15.
1-15.
And
it's been a bad 2 years.
That one win came towards the end of the season.
Oh, yeah. This has not been a good time.
not a good run.
The Browns have had a very bad run.
As soon as the Browns win a game, the fridges will unlock automatically and bang, free Bud Light.
I like it. And by the way, I've heard that Baker Mayfield, their new quarterback, is doing well.
Yeah.
And you watch them on Hard Knocks, the HBO show that does a documentary series every year.
It might open the first game.
It's absolutely awesome.
But then
there
again,
are some things that you see in that show that you say, this team actually might win, six or seven games. But then the head coaching, I'm not a big fan.
But here's the thing. We've also heard that Baker Mayfield would be the first online for this free Bud Light.
That was Johnny Football.
So
that was Johnny Manziel. Baker Mayfield says he's coming to play, baby.
Uh-huh.
He's going to light it up.
That's today's No Sweat News. Friday, we get to do the quiz, and we're excited to give away the Deep Purple Judas Priest tickets as they co-headline the Art Center on September the 6th.